Wave Sound Audiobooks presents The Birdman's Wife by Melissa Ashley, narrated by Natasha Beaumont. Part 1. Inquieta, Restless. Chapter 1. Common Chaffinch. Fringilla celebs. Bruton Street, London, 1828. Stepping down from the carriage into the mad bustle of Bruton Street, it was as if I had entered another world. Towers of wooden crates stamped with exotic destinations piled up around the entrance to the Zoological Society's headquarters as delivery men jostled to unload more treasure from the back of a horse-drawn van. I jumped back just in time to avoid colliding with two scruffy youths as they wrestled an oversized crate to the ground in front of me. A finger and thumb protruded through a broken slat in the crate. Unable to resist, I stooped down to inspect it more closely. The hand they belonged to seemed almost human, I thought, except longer, the skin much thicker. I looked over to where the two men had hurried off to unload more crates and wondered if I should tell them to take more care. But as I peered into the darkened crate, I was too stunned by the quiet creature's shape. I could not judge whether the beast had expired during its voyage or was a taxidermist's precious specimen in need of repair and restuffing. It was rare for an animal from foreign climes to survive the seaward journey to London's docks. Even if, by grace, the creature was alive at the voyage's conclusion, after clearing port it was unlikely to thrive. Some thought it was the climate that disagreed with the animals, the little known about their feeding habits, the effects of the loss of a mate and family. I feared it was these conditions and more. They were pining, alone and imprisoned, parted from all they knew and loved. At that moment, I was feeling displaced myself. It was difficult not to feel a little apprehensive as I waited beside my brother to enter his place of employment. Charles had been hired as a stuffer by Mr. John Gould, who rented rooms from the Zoological Society to conduct his business. Behind the shopfront window, a striking scene had been posed. A bear cub, a red stag with impressive antlers, and several English garden birds wired to a stump of tree limb. The mounted specimens were dusty and matted, their hides and plumage faded to a greyish brown. I wondered aloud why Mr. Gould advertised his trade as London's leading animal stuffer, using such common varieties. Charles explained that sunlight...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?